Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's Z-I-O-N-H-I-L-L.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
The Book of St. Luke, Chapter 4. We're going to read verses 18 and verse 19. St. Luke, chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. The Bible says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Why? Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. The gospel to who? To the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. God also has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives. That's Jesus talking, by the way. And he also said he's anointed to preach recovering of sight to those who are blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. By the way, I find myself on that list. He said God anointed him to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Before we sit down, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, we are grateful for this beautiful day. According to your word, this is the day the Lord has made it. We have every right to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for our life. Thank you for our strength. Thank you that we are still on the land of the living. Thank you for every family present here this morning. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will speak to us in a very special way. I pray for those who are going through any circumstance, any situation. If it doesn't line up with your plan and purpose for our life, we'll come against the attack of the enemy today. Have your way in our lives. We come against sicknesses and disease. We come against poverty, struggle, and lack. You have come that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Lord, I pray that you will bless your people, even me, oh God. Let the anointing of blessings flow freely, unhindered, without any interruption. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus this morning. And Lord, we thank you for our healing. We thank you for our deliverance. We thank you for provisions. Lord, we thank you for souls in the kingdom. We are grateful for your faithfulness in our lives. It is so. In Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to begin a series of teaching this morning about the anointing. That's going to be the focus of this series, the anointing. For those of you that may need a topic for consideration, This sermon is titled An Introduction to the Anointing. An Introduction to the Anointing. Today, by permission of the Holy Spirit, I will basically explain to you what the anointing is. I will also tell you why you and I need the anointing. And before the day is over, I want you to know how you can get anointed. Many of you profess to be Christians, and you know the story of Goliath. According to the word of God, and you can find it in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 4, Goliath was a very huge brother. Specifically, the Bible says he was 9 feet 9 inches tall. That means if you are playing the game of basketball, he does not need to jump. The Bible did not tell us how much he weighed, but the Bible told us the size of his armor, the clothes that he was wearing. The Bible said that was 125 pounds. His helmet alone, huge. The Bible even tells you the size of his spearhead, what he used to fight. That's 15 pounds. So you're dealing with a huge person. No wonder why when everybody saw him coming, they ran. And everybody was hiding in their foxhole. Am I still in the book? But then I want you to know there's also the story of another young man. His name is Samson. Now, the Bible didn't tell us how tall he was or how much he weighed. The Bible just told us what he did. Unfortunately, many of us, out of ignorance, we have been picturing Samson as some huge person or some muscular person, but the Bible never said any of that. That's just spirit of religion making up stories. In the book of Judges, chapter 16, verse 5 and 6, what the Bible did tell us is that he did a lot of great things to the extent that the government was trying to find out his secret. In other words, he was not like Goliath that you can see his secret. When Goliath showed up, you can tell you're looking at a giant. You don't have to ask what is his secret. The reason why the question was asked, what is the secret of Samson, is because Samson looks just like you and me. He's not muscular. He's not a bodybuilder. If you've run into Samson on the street, he looks very ordinary, normal person. That is why what he was doing didn't make sense to nobody. How can an ordinary person doing extraordinary thing? That's why they're saying, what is his secret? Well, I stop by to tell you the secret of Samson is called the anointing. That's what I'm going to be talking to you about today. I encourage you to pay attention. I want you to be blessed. And I want you to mature in Christ. If you send your children to school, you don't want them to stay on the first grade forever. At some point, we all have to grow up. Many religions also mistaken what God was doing in the life of Samson. They think is his hair. Again, this is wrong teaching. This is a typical lack of understanding of the word of God. The secret is not in his hair. If that was so, many of you with long hair in this building, you'll be mighty powerful. No. The reason why he fell is because the Lord, the anointing upon his life, departed. So the real secret behind the success of Samson is the anointing. So the question must be asked, what is the anointing? Like Samson, one day he was able to kill 30 people with bare hands. He had no gun, no AK-47, no stick, nothing, just bare hand. And he killed 30 people, just like that. One day they were trying to catch him. They locked the gates of the city. They said, now we got him trapped. And in the middle of the night, he just went there and took the whole doggone gate and threw it in the trash. What is the secret? One time, he got mad at them. He took the jawbone of a donkey. That's a fancy word for an ass. You know I'm going to tell the truth. He took just a jawbone and killed 1,000 people. Nobody could stop him. Another time, he killed 3,000 people by simply pulling down the pillars of the building. So everybody is scratching their head. This guy looks ordinary. He looks like the rest of us. How is he able to do this thing? The secret is called the anointing. Tell your neighbor, I got it. Now I'm going to tell you what that anointing is. Why you need it in your life, and how you can get it. What is the anointing? The anointing, brothers and sisters, is just God's energy upon an ordinary man, upon an ordinary woman. Every now and then, God in his grace and mercy will come upon you to enable you to do things you couldn't do before his power came upon you. I've been there. My brothers, my sisters, whenever God wants to show up, whenever God wants to show out, what he does, he will anoint somebody to do his work. You may well be that person that God wants to use. That is why I said, pay attention. Some people are anointed to be a good mom. Some people are anointed to be a good father. There are many things God is trying to do in this planet Earth. He's going to use one of us to do it. Anointing is not what religion has been telling you. Anointing is when it's not when you smear oil on somebody. Anointing is not goosebump. And we black folks who know how to do it. Ooh, oh, glory. Trust me, you got nothing. You just felt good. God wants to use you. That's why in the Bible it said, I sought for a man who will go for me, who will hold up the hedges. But he said, I found none. If you will make yourself available today, God will anoint you. Let me say this with utmost humility. You almost have to be close to me or live with me to know that just about everything I do is because of the anointing. Don't mean to put myself down. I don't know how to pastor any church. I've never pastored one in my life. After 30 years of pastoring, I still don't know what I'm doing. But then, what's the secret? It's called the anointing. So I'm not just talking theories. I cannot take you where I've never been. But what you celebrate today, the natural, is delivered unto me through the anointing. And God is no respecter of person. What he's done for someone, he'll do it for you. God, when he anoints you and me, that's his way of authorizing you to do your assignment. Anointing is God's way of ordaining you to do what he's called you to do. Anointing is what God does to legitimize you. That even the devil cannot stop you when you are anointed. Why do we need this kind of legitimation? God will anoint you to allow you to function in your field. I would not want to be a school teacher without God's anointing. Those little kids in school, they'll kill you. So anointing is not just for religious purposes. Everything you do, you need God's super on your natural. Are you see here? If you know anything about the word of God, you study throughout the Bible, if a king is appointed, he has to be anointed. If a priest is appointed to any congregation, he has to be anointed. Even prophets, every one of them, nobody serves in the kingdom of God without being first anointed. Anointing is what turns a weak person into a strong person. What is the anointing? I'm still trying to let you know what it's all about. It is what causes a person to succeed. I don't mind telling you my story. I came to town as a nobody. Now I'm the talk of the town. What is the difference? The anointing. My brothers, my sisters, anointing is what you need, whether in the natural or even in the spirit. Somebody shout the anointing. What is this thing called the anointing? It is how God amplify your voice. It's a very bad thing if you are talking and nobody is listening. But when God anoints you, he will amplify your voice so that when you speak, the whole city listens. When you cough, people want to know what she's coughing about. That's what the anointing will do for you. Ladies and gentlemen, my prayer for you and me this morning is that you will get it and that God will anoint you to serve your purpose. God can take you from a nobody to somebody. God can take you from zero to hero. Are you listening to me this morning? God can move you from bitterness to betterness. I'm talking to you about the anointing. And that's why you should never, never look down on anyone that God has anointed. I don't care if it's a little child. You probably have heard him say, "Touch not my anointed." Some of the little kids running around the church, God's anointing is upon them. Ordinary laymen and women, you may think that's just sister so-so and so. But because the hand of God is upon her, you mess with her, you get yourself in big trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, why is those boys and girls, men and women who are anointed so important? Because their rising is sure. Because God backs them up. You can't stop them. It may be just 2 years old. Why are they so important? Because they are a wonder waiting to happen. You can literally see the hand of God upon a person. Some of them are your children at home. If you pay enough attention, you can tell that this child is different. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be a David with a kingship anointing. Even when your mama and your daddy forsake you, even then God will pick you up because of the anointing. Notice that David was a nobody. Even when it was time to look for somebody to represent the family, he was not even called to the meeting. He was in the field somewhere, tending to sheep. But because the anointing is upon him, the oil did not flow on anybody else until the oil found David. Are you still here? What is the anointing? Anointing is what gives you access beyond your natural effort. You find yourself working. But when you see the return, you can tell you don't deserve it. You have not really worked for it. But when God anoints you, it will give you wealth that you don't need. Can you handle the truth? He will give you houses that you didn't build. I'm trying to make sure you understand this thing called the anointing. It is what gives you access beyond your effort. What is the anointing? It is literally God's presence in your life. That you can literally see it You can feel it. You can touch it. It's tangible. What is the anointing? It is what gives you ability to stand before kings and queens of this world. I never will forget, just a side journey. One day on my job, we needed to talk to somebody in Washington to get some grants. That's what it's all about. And everybody sat down for a strategy session. We're going to select a delegation. We're going to make appointment. They go through all the merry-go-round. And I'm sitting there. I really didn't understand the meeting. I'm not that sophisticated. There's a lot of things I don't know. Eventually, they finally mentioned the name of the person they're trying to reach. And I said, oh, we can cut through all of that. Let's just call him right now. They all look around and say, has he been smoking dope? And sure enough, I just got on my phone and dialed the senator. I say, hello, senator. I got my boss here. I got all these white people here. We need your help. This is what we need. This is what we need. And everybody's looking around saying, nah, this is pretty weird. And all this stuff that we're planning to achieve within 12 months, we did in matters of minutes. Anointing will give you access. Are you listening to me? Ladies and gentlemen, the good news is that God is always looking for somebody to anoint. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, we are ambassadors for Christ. In other words, you and I on this earth, we represent God himself. That's what ambassadors do. But what I'm suggesting to you is that you cannot represent God on earth unless and until you are anointed. Are you still here? Anointing is what would distinguish you. It's not your own ability. You're not good enough. But it's when God's super come upon your natural, then you become unstoppable. Then you stand out among your peers. Are you still here? Anointing is what creates an exception in you. While everybody is going down, you find yourself going up. It's not because of you, it's because of the anointing upon your life. What is the anointing? It is the power of God upon your natural self. And when you are anointed, God used certain words to describe you in the Bible. Words like blessed. Words like the head and not the tail. Words like you are both. Have you ever paid attention to those words? That's God describing you, that you are not just one of them. He will call you lender and not borrower. He will call you the redeemed of the Lord. He will call you the beloved. God will describe you and use words like you are sanctified, you are justified, you are glorified. Are you paying attention? Why do you need this thing called the anointing? Now that you know what it is, why do you need it? You need God's anointing to fulfill your purpose. I don't mean to belittle myself. I cannot pastor this church without the anointing. I will crash the airplane. Why do you need the anointing? Ladies and gentlemen, you need the anointing to subdue the work of the enemy. Are you listening to me? Why do you need the anointing? You need the anointing to live a victorious life. Because once you stick your neck out as a child of God, I don't care if it's on your job, I don't care if it's in your family, I don't care if it's in the community, the devil is after you. You're going to need the anointing to live victoriously. In the book of Psalms, chapter 20, verse 6, the Bible said, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. Not to everybody. To his anointed. I want you to be one of those. Are you still here? Ladies and gentlemen, to attract destiny helpers, people that will help you along your life journey, you need the anointing. It is the anointing upon you that will cause people to help you they don't even know you. Can you handle the truth? Anointing will cause people to do for you what you could not do for your own self. So now that you know what the anointing is, why you need it, I want to share with you briefly how to get it. There are only two ways for you to get the anointing. Make sure you don't leave this building without it this morning. Number one, you can get the anointing directly from God. God himself, without any prophet, without any pastor, without any touch your neighbor, high five your friend. Forget all of them. When God gets ready to bless you, you can be locked up in jail. The power of God will find you anyway. You can get the anointing directly. A good example is King Solomon. In case you don't know, Solomon was in a dream. He woke up, he became the richest man. Just like that. There was no human being in the process. It's just a dream, and God himself showed up and say, tell me what you want. And bam! God can anoint you directly. Again, you remember what I read to you today in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18, 19. Jesus said, I am anointed. We call him Jesus Christ. That word Christ, that's not his last name. The Greek word for Christ means Christo, which means the anointed one. He walked into the church one day, grabbed the Bible, flipped it open, and started to read to them. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." He said, "Hello, somebody. God has anointed me." That's what he told them. And he told them what he is anointed to do. He said, "I'm anointed to preach the gospel to the poor." He said, "I'm anointed to heal the brokenhearted." He told them, "I'm anointed to preach to the captives." He said, "I'm anointed to give sight to the blind." I mean, he just laid it out. He said, "I am Christo." Again, you will see it. Another evidence in the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 38. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good, healing, not some of them, all those who are oppressed of the devil. And then the Bible tells you why. For the Lord God is with him. That's what the anointing will do. You know how we say, "Without God, I could do nothing." You will hear me sing that from time to time. That's my way of telling you, don't be fooled by what you see. It is not your pastor. Don't give him the credit. It is the anointing. And when anointing is upon you, it will remove burdens and it will destroy you. Everywhere you go, the door will swing wide open. Not because of you, because of the anointing. Jesus Christ was anointed by God the Father. Are you all still here? That's what I call directly from God, you can be anointed. In your prayer, invest the time, ask God to anoint you for the calling. Amen. I never will forget many years ago when God called me to the ministry. I guess I've been living in America for too long. So I asked him, I said, "Well, who's going to pay me?" "You asking me to do this, to do this, to do that?" "Yeah, I'm willing to do it, but how do I get paid?" You already know that side of Joshua Dara. And the Lord called my attention to the same scripture I read to you today. That's why I told you I cannot take you where I've never been. In the book of St. Luke, chapter 4, verse 10, you see how Jesus Christ called 70 people. He told them, he said, "You don't need to talk to nobody. You don't need to take no purse. You won't need any money." You know why he told them not to talk to anybody? You don't need to kiss up to nobody. "I've been pastoring you for 30 years. Not one person can say, Joshua, that I called him one day, begging, how are you going to bail us out?" Never! Because I had this conversation with him. He told them, "Don't take anything with you. You don't even need to greet nobody on the way. You don't need to have a under the table back door discussion with no one." And the Lord call my attention to it. They went and they came back. And they were all giving testimony of miracles after miracles. And Jesus asked them, when I sent you, did you lack anything? And not one of them could look Jesus in the face and say, you called me and you didn't take care of me. I'm trying to help somebody. There are some pastors listening to me there, and they think maybe there's some secret or there's some voodoo somewhere. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. If he call you, he will back you up. You can be anointed directly by God. That's what Jesus got. That's what Solomon got. Today, end all your discussion about I need this, I'm struggling in this area. Ask God to anoint you. He is actually looking for somebody to anoint. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord, Jesus Christ, going to and fro, looking for you, for me, for any of us, that he may show himself strong in your life. Are you all still here this morning? I told you there are two ways you can be anointed. I told you one way is directly from God. The second way is through what the Bible calls impartation. What did I call it? That's when somebody releases the grace upon their life. Upon you. This is why you have to be careful who you hang around. Are you listening to me? When you get a chance, read the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 7. He said, the less is blessed by the better. If you really want to go somewhere in your life, stop hanging around people. Thank you for filling the blank. Because some language was coming to me that may not be too churchy. Life is too precious for you to be hanging around losers. If a boat is going nowhere, get off that boat. But pastor, is my baby daddy. Get off the boat! There are people, some of them are in your family, some of them are your next door neighbor, some of them are in your church, some of them are on your job. They are what we call destiny carriers of the anointing. You can see it in their life, you can see it in their family. They are not just secretary on the job. You can tell. You've been working with them for 5 years now. You know there's something special about this woman. Those who are anointed, that you have seen it with your own eye, let them put an impartation on you. That's the second way you can be anointed. They are called anointing carriers. Remember David? David did not anoint himself to be king. Samuel came and anointed him. Impartation. Are you still here? Do you remember a great man of God by the name Elisha? Elijah was an anointing carrier. He anointed him. Every now and then, pastors will call me, "Well, I want to join with you. I want to be under your tutelage. I want you to be my mentor." And I listen to them. Then I ask them the question, "Who anointed you into the ministry?" Some of them cannot even tell you. And I say, "No, I don't want to be a part of you. I appreciate you. I will do anything I can be of help to you. But no, we're not going to be partners." Who called you? Who put his hand on your head? Who commissioned you to be preaching the gospel? Are you still here? Elijah told, I got to hurry up and close. Elijah told Elisha, he said, "Look, you want me to give you impartation?" Elisha even said, "I want double of what you got." So Elijah said, "That's cool. If you can see me when I leave." There are people who want your anointing. They don't deserve it. They want what you got, but they don't deserve it. That's a good lesson for you, single women. Lord have me. Not everybody deserves to go on a date with you. Be nice. Thank you for calling. But Negro, not you. My pastor thought. Oh, glory. Elijah told Elisha, "You follow me." Right. And every now and then we tell him, say, "Son, you don't have to go now. You can go home." No, that man said, "No. I'm going to be here." Even other preachers in town will mock you. The sons of the prophet. They were talking about him. No. Don't hang around that African. No. No, he said, "You all can be running your mouth. I'm standing with him." He never left. And when it was time for God to take Elijah, his garment fall off. And that servant, that assistant pastor was there to catch it. You know, some of you will ask me, "Pastor, who is going to succeed you?" I just told you. I've been telling you all this time. You just don't listen. We're going to set up committee. What committee? That's what has destroyed so many churches. That young man was there. He followed the man of God all the way until God took him up. And you know what he did, mama? When he cut that garment, he took his own garment and tear it up. And put on the new garment. You know the problem with you preachers? Hey, don't turn me up. You want to put a new garment on an old mess. Then you wonder why the anointing don't flow. Take that mess off. Oh, glory. I'm talking about impartation. Impartation. Let somebody who you can tell is a carrier of the anointing, let him put impartation on you. I don't lay hand on nobody suddenly. No. Anointing cost. Are you still? If you don't believe me, you remember Apostle Paul? When God blinded him, I've got to hurry up so you can go get some chicken or whatever. Ananias was sent to go lay hand on him. He said, my name is Ananias. God sent me. Now he's blind, by the way. Jesus knocked him off his donkey. Ananias was sent to go and lay hand on him so that he can see, so that he can do the work of the ministry. Let me conclude by saying, not only are people around you, they don't have to be in church setting. It could be on your job, in your career. But you got to be willing to pay. Impartation is not free. Don't let nobody lie to you. I never will forget, one day I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is not part of my sermon, but. And the Holy Ghost told me to go wash the automobile of every preacher. There are some, if you're familiar with Kenneth Hagin Ministry, there's the big church, the Rainbow Bible Church, and the parking space next to the church are for the high-ranking pastors. Pastors are people that pastor 20,000 or more. The rest of us, they have a whole village where we park. And the Lord told me to go and wash the cars of all those dignitaries. So I show up in the office. I said, I know you all think I'm stupid, but this is what the Lord told me. Oh, they said, what's your name? Where you from? Louisiana. What are you a pastor? Yes, sir. What size of your church? We're small. We're less than 100. They got all of that. And then they say, give us your number. I said, no. This is not a matter of you calling me back. The Lord told me right now. So they say, just sit down. And they went behind, they talked to each other. And they came back to me and they said, sir, we appreciate your willingness to do this, but there's one problem. We don't have no water. And really, these are individual pastors. We cannot do anything about it. And I started to cry. And the staff, they noticed, well, something must be abnormal about this guy. Eventually, they took this matter to Brother Hagin. His attitude is, so what's the problem? He wants to wash car. Give him the soap. And bless God. Now I got permission. I have no bucket, no nothing, no water. And the Lord fixed it. They were using, there's some water behind the house for landscape, for the plants. I drove to town and buy a bucket and buy soap. And I was washing everybody's car all day. And people are looking at me and say, are you all right? I said, no, I'm just being obedient. You know what I'm trying to tell you? There's a lot to to that story. I want you to know, if you want to receive the anointing through impartation, from, I don't care if it's your co-worker or pastor or bishop, whoever they are, it's going to cost you. We live in a generation we want everything for free. And we are walking around defeated. Purpose it in your heart that you're willing to pay the price. Are you still here? There are two types of anointing. I'll say this and let you go. Number one, there's anointing upon you, and there's anointing within you. If you read the word of God, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, the Bible said the anointing which you receive abided in you. He will teach you all things. There's an anointing within. Anointing within is what causes you to be intimate with God. Anointing within is what you need for your relationship with God. Anointing within you is what causes you to be hungry for the things of God. Anointing within you is what causes transformation in your own life. Even people that live with you, your friend, they will watch you. They don't understand why you live certain way. Why you don't react to things certain way. That's what the choir be singing. Something on the inside. The problem with many of us in the church is that we are operating with no anointing. The problem with many of us in the church is that we are only operating with anointing within. Anointing within you will not cause you to do exploits. It's for your own relationship with God. But there is anointing upon you. That's what causes you to heal the blind. That's what causes you to stand out on your job. That's an anointing upon you is what causes you to do extraordinary things. The Bible said, they that know their God will stand before kings and queens of this world. They shall do exploits.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family. Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family. Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is KAYT. Gina.